Good morning. My name is Evelyn, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Lotus Sales Talk. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Moses, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Evelyn, and thank you to everyone for joining today. We're going to hear about Lotus Connections 2.5, which will be coming out later this year. It's got some terrific added features. Some of you may have seen or heard about. Connections is available, 2.5 is now available on tap. But Larry's going to talk about the state of the business. Larry Oglesby, excuse me, will give us an update on the state of business of the business and where we're going with Connections 2.5. And Luis Benitez is going to give us a demo about showing us some of the new features in 2.5 and outlining what some of the great business values are of 2.5. And also, Stephen Londergan is going to walk us through a new site, the Collaboration Soapbox, which is designed as a site for social software evangelists outside IBM and inside IBM as well. So we will be engaging, checking on the conversation in the chat window. If you have questions or comments that you'd like to make during the conference, please go ahead. If there's anything that's not answered in the chat window, we can address those at the end of the call, and we will be taking calls over the phone at the end of the presentation. I posted into the chat window the URL where you can download the slides. If you only just joined a few minutes ago, the conference, you probably don't see it. I'll post it again in a bit. And most of the call today, though, is going to be demo, and Luis is going to take us through some of the new stuff. So keep an eye on that. And I think that's everything. And Larry, do you want to go ahead, please?
Sure. Thank you, Maggie. And first of all, I want to thank everybody for participating in today's Lotus Connection Sales Talk. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us. I think we put together a really good, informative, and exciting talk today. Maggie, if you could take us to the agenda, please. Let's see. There we go. So as Maggie suggested, I'm going to kind of give you an update on the state of the business with a focus on what's new in the social software space. Stephen's going to take us through the Collaboration Soapbox community, a really good use case of IBM using Lotus Connections externally. And then Luis is going to take us through a demo of Connections on Tap, and he's going to focus on, you know, what's new in 2.5. Don't have time to do a full demo, but focus on what's new with a business value twist or message, if you will. Then we'll open up to Q&A and open discussion at the end. Hey, Maggie, we'll go to the next chart, please. All right, so normally when we have a sales talk, I like to update the community on the prior quarter results. Unfortunately, we didn't release our earnings until late yesterday, so didn't have time to put together the data for this morning's sales talk. But I will tell you, we had very good news in the social software space with Lotus Connections in the first quarter. We did have high double-digit revenue growth despite a very tough economic climate. So, you know, the momentum continues in the social software space. The momentum continues with Lotus Connections. And that's kind of the theme of my business update is the momentum we continue to have in this space. During the first quarter, we now have up to approximately 48 communities on ibm.com/communities. So again, another really good example, very good use cases of IBM using Lotus Connections externally. DeveloperWorks, another really good example of and use case of utilizing Lotus Connections externally. for our developer community. Lotus Connections was launched on Friday, just this past Friday, the 17th. So all five connection services are now integrated into DeveloperWorks. If you go to the link that we've got posted here, you'll also see a good example of how the IBM DeveloperWorks community customized the user interface to profiles. Also in the first quarter, we've posted several videos on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/collaboration4you, you'll see a set of collaboration videos. There's one specific to social networking, including a customer testimony. So again, just some additional examples of continued momentum in this space. Let's go to the next chart, Maggie. So in September of 2008, we announced the first of its kind IBM Center for Social Software. This is a collaborative effort between IBM Research, IBM Software Group, predominantly the Lotus brand, and IBM Global Business Services for the sole purpose of helping our clients with their social software projects. In the first quarter, the Center for Social Software hosted over two dozen customer sessions. So they're very active utilizing this center now. And they've also just recently announced three new programs. As you see them on the chart here, a research engagement, design strategy engagement, and a master class. For our purposes today, I'll just ask you to go to the link at the bottom there, research.ibm.com/social, to get for more information on these new programs and the overall mission of the Center for Social Software. But I like to talk about this because it is, again, it's a one-of-a-kind facility. Our competitors don't have anything like this. I always like to position this with customers as, you know, one more reason why to do business with IBM, because we have so much in-depth experience in the social software space in a very deep IBM research staff and set of projects. Next page, Maggie. And so now what's ahead for us in the second quarter? The initial beta release is now on tap. And just to make a note, what you're seeing on tap today certainly is not the final version. More and more capabilities of 2.5 will be implemented or turned on, so to speak, throughout the quarter. A good news, bad news on the beta program for our customers and partners. The good news is we had an incredible demand, more than two times what we could possibly accommodate. So the bad news is we couldn't accommodate everybody, but for the reps and partners on this call, if you have a near-term revenue opportunity, third quarter or fourth quarter with Connections version 2.5, please reach out to me after this call. I can't guarantee that we'll get you in, but I promise I will do everything we can to try and accommodate you. Greenhouse will be upgraded with beta code in mid-May, and Paxos is scheduled for late May. Next page, Maggie. All right, from an event standpoint, I've tried to highlight some of the key major events. Obviously, there's a significant number of regional Lotusphere Comes to You events in the neighborhood of 100 throughout the quarter on a worldwide basis, so make sure you're leveraging those events. We will have a presence at the WebSphere's Impact event in Vegas in early May. We'll have a pedestal where we will be demoing Lotus Connections. We also have several partners that will be participating in Impact who will also be demoing Lotus Connections. At the Wireless Enterprise Symposium in early May in Orlando, Research in Motion will be announcing support for connections 2.0.1. So they will be demoing on a BlackBerry all five connection services, including profiles with pictures. We've got the Enterprise 2.0 conference later in the quarter, June 22nd through the 25th in Boston. You know, we are still leveraging the incredible press we got out of last year's event. We still continue to leverage the analyst comments and the very good press we got out of that event, so I certainly look forward to a repeat performance this year. We're also putting together a customer-facing, client-facing webcast that will be hosted by an analyst firm, Forrester, Oliver Young in particular. And participating with Oliver Young will be IBM execs Jeff Schick and Gina Poole. We'll also have 3 to 4 customers participate in this webcast. So be on the lookout in the next couple of weeks for announcement on this very exciting webcast. Next page, Maggie. All right, so what are customers and analysts saying about version 2.5? I know there's been several of you out there that have been demoing recently and demoing from TAP and got a lot of positive feedback from customers and the analyst community. And I in particular, am very, very impressed with what I'm seeing in version 2.5. Matter of fact, since we've put 2.5 on TAP, my own network within IBM has more than doubled. And in particular, the status update or microblogging feature is really, really a slick little feature. And I underestimated how powerful that microblogging capability would be. Matter of fact, I think it's going to single-handedly have a huge impact on our customers' ability to adopt Lotus Connections at a much faster pace. But I'm not going to read all these. You guys have this stuff. But the net of it is, we're getting very, very positive comments when we demo what's in 2.5. All right, Maggie, let's go to the next chart, which I believe is a deeper dive on the Soapbox community. I don't know if Steven's joined us. If he has, great. If he hadn't, why don't we skip over to the demo?
No, I don't think Steven's on yet. Why don't we go ahead and Luis can do his demo and we can go back to the collaboration Soapbox?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. One second, Luis. Let me just give you access. Okay, you good to go, Luis?
Yep, looks like it.
Okay.
Maggie, let me know when you can see my screen so I can get started here.
I can see your screen now.
Wow. Okay, perfect. So thank you, Maggie. Just as I start, just wanted to congratulate the development team. Just like Larry said, I also underestimated how good our release this was going to be and how feature complete and how much work, how many new features they've done. I personally have been challenged with demoing this to customers because it's, you know, with so many new features and so many good stuff, it's really hard to get it down to under an hour. And I'm being challenged here to demo under 30 minutes. But I'm going to do my best. So the focus or one of the themes for Connections 2.5 is information discovery, which is really what social software is all about. And that's what I try to hammer on with my customers. You know, information discovery is essential. And, you know, that's what's going to lead to increased productivity, which is very important, especially in, you know, in these economic times. Reduced support costs, which is also very important. If you know who else is having your own problems, you can foster a self-support culture. And, you know, when I talk about this, customers love it. You know, they're all for reducing their cost and increasing productivity. So what happens here in the homepage, if you used Connections version 2, you may remember those widgets. Those widgets were our first attempt at trying to, you know, tell people what's going on around our network, and they're still available. So if you go into my page, tab here, you will see those widgets. But based on feedback that we got from our customers, they wanted to see what we're calling a river of news. So if you're familiar with Facebook, you know, when you log in, this is what you see. And if you've been using Beehive, that's what you get on a weekly email from Beehive. And if you're using LinkedIn, the same thing. So in the top updates, it's mainly focused on what's going on around you. So my network, you know, what they are updating us or what are they microblogging about. It also contains news about people that have been commenting on my content. So if I blog and somebody comments on my blog, that's going to be showcased here. If I upload a file or create a wiki and somebody comments on it or recommends it, that's also going to be shown here. So anything that has to do with me and my network will be shown here. Of course, this can be overwhelming, so you can filter down by category. So you can click on profiles and just see profiles updates, or you can click on blogs and just see blogs updates. There's a feature missing here that we couldn't make into beta 1, but it's a way to subscribe by email and also subscribe by tags. If you want to subscribe perhaps to Connections and you want to know about anything that has been tagged with Connections within the system, you don't care if it's a blog or a community, you will be able to do that. That's just coming in a future release, hopefully in beta 2. So like Larry said, I'm still not complete in TAP, but definitely very, 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 very good. In the Discover tab, this is what's happening everywhere. So it doesn't matter if you know this person or not, it's going to be shown here. And this is great for information discovery. Somebody mentioned to me the other day, you know, Christopher Columbus, he was not looking for America. He was looking for India, and he stumbled upon America. And I think that's a great quote that really applies to social software and Connections, because, you know, more often than not, people do not know what they don't know, and they don't know what to search for since they don't know what they don't know. So with this, now it's really, really easy to, you know, keep tabs and kind of discover new things. And this is very important. You know, I live in Puerto Rico, and I'm working from a little condo, and, you know, I have no idea what my colleagues in Boston are doing or my colleagues in California I'm doing. So if I'm not aware and I'm asked to do something, I may be reinventing the wheel and costing more money to IBM. And so we don't want that, right? We want to increase productivity. And if I have an awareness of what people are working on, what are the issues, et cetera, it definitely helps me be more productive and also more innovative, right? So if I see somebody having an issue, it may be a driver for me to try to fix it. Now, for companies like us, like IBM, where we have 300,000 employees, this can be a bit overwhelming, right? So you have what everybody's doing in everything. The cool thing, however, is that as you click on something, on the more link here, you can actually save the story for later. So when you do have time, you can come back and look in your Save Stories tab here on the top of the page and go through those later on. So very very easy to keep track of the different things that are going on across your network. Something that's new too in 2.5, it's an aggregated search. So in 2.0, we heard from our customers that one of their pain points was if you're in profiles, you can only search profiles. If you're in dog gear, you can only search dog gear. And so they were a bit annoyed by this. And so we heard them, and we fixed it. So now anywhere you are, doesn't matter where you are, you can do a search across the entire system. So if you want to search on something regarding benefits enrollment, you can specify which module you want to search against, so files, wikis, blogs, etc., or you can just do a search all. And as I do that, it will bring you to the familiar homepage interface. So now this is going to be key and something that we heard from our customers and we delivered. Just like in 2.0, we can filter down by profiles, communities, blogs, etc. On the files, we are going to include full text indexing. So I'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes. And you can also filter by dates. So filter by dates. Find out related tags so you can further reduce the number of results. This is also very good. So, for example, I have 2,700 results. I can reduce that if I want to, to 96 if I add the Lotus keyword. So the system is telling the end user how to search. Again, it's telling them, it's driving the user to discover information. And not only information, but people. That's the key thing, right? So people. So for some reason, Sasha Shua, who I know, and I don't know why, but apparently she's an expert on benefits enrollment. So you can, of course, click her person card, and it will be enabled with same time and everything else. So great, great new features here. All right. So moving on to profiles. The profiles homepage changed a bit. Instead of being a search page now, it has now become your place for status updates. And in case you're wondering, we do have status updates showing up on the homepage. The problem is that they're not context sensitive. So I don't know if you noticed, but Luis Suarez, this update actually showed up in my homepage. But I didn't know it was a reply to this message. So here I get that full context. I see all my status updates, the status updates from my network, and then the replies and their conversations going back and forth. This has been so valuable to me. In fact, in the first 24 hours that this was deployed within IBM, I was already getting value by engaging directly with the product designer. And the product designer, actually, we had a back and forth conversation using the status updates feature. And then people joined in from other parts of IBM. And we were all talking about a new feature for connections. And so this was wonderful because before this, all of that would have been emails. And emails with reply to all, going back and forth, keeping you in mail jail, which is very annoying. So with this, now you can actually have conversations, of course, nothing confidential, but you can have conversations outside of your email and, try to get away from mail jail, which is a big pain point for our customers. Actually showed this, every customer I showed this to, they're ecstatic about it. They love it. And so the other good thing, it's a win-win. The product designer, by having this open conversation, he was getting feedback from the entire community, the entire IBM community, so he was able to make better decisions, which is also very important to our customers, the ability to make the right decision at the right time with the right information. And so, again, if we were doing this via email, not everybody would have been able to participate and get value out of it. So here I get my status updates. On the left-hand side, another new feature, also something that came from our customers. They want to see a tag cloud or a list of, categories, if you will, of the people that are out there. Again, if I'm looking for a Lotus Connections expert, how am I going to search for that person? Is it by connections, by social software, by Lotus-Connections? So it's often hard. We have to give a little bit of help to the end user and show them how to search for people. So we do that with a tag cloud. So by clicking on the connections keyword, which was very, very big, we now have about 250 or so people that are apparently have some relation with connections. But that's still too big, right? So how can we filter that? We can, again, look through this category, and we click on awesome, we see that the list is going to go down to 7. And so if I click on that, now we have a list of awesome connections people. So very, very helpful in trying to help people find other experts within the organization. On the actual My Profiles page, not a lot changed except for, of course, that you're being able to set your status. Your status is also synchronized with your symptom status. I happen to be offline because I'm demoing and don't want to be bothered. But it can actually be synchronized with your symptom status if you want. There's actually a plugin that's going on around internally. There's no plans yet to use this or ship it externally. So if you have the plugin, I would say try not to demo it to our customers yet until we have further direction from development. And if you do demo it for some reason, please, please, please tell our customers that it's still not part of the product. And so, more information about that will be coming soon. But anyway, so besides the ability of updating your status, you have your wall here. So people can come in. And here's what I'm doing, and I tell this to customers, and customers love it. I'm actually going through and educating the people that work with me. I'm educating them and telling them, if you have a question that's not confidential, post it in my board, and I'll get back to you whenever I can. It's the same thing. I'll be checking my board whenever I check my email. And if it's not confidential, there's no reason for it to be an email, because then nobody else can leverage it and nobody else can get benefit from it. So, again, it's a great tool to help people get out of email jail. So, as you can tell, I pound on this topic a lot with my customers. It's a huge thing for customers. You know, they're getting too much email. That's why Deos and, you know, that whole new Domino service is doing so good, because, you know, people are very very big on this reply to all button. And so whatever we can do to fix that, the happier our customers will be. The other thing, so people can comment on my board, I can follow my conversations. The other thing that's very important, that it's been there since 2.0, but I haven't seen a lot of people emphasizing this, it's the recent post widget. This widget is really cool because it always keeps your profile up to date. You know, one of the challenges with Facebook, LinkedIn, etc., people will log in the first time. They will create a profile, and they will never update it again. So immediately after they log out, their profile becomes out of date. And you guys know we have this within IBM. You know, we have to encourage people to modify their profile in Blue Pages and Connections. So with this, now your profile is always kept up to date. It doesn't matter whether you're uploading a wiki, creating a wiki, uploading a file, creating bookmarks. All that information is going to be now part of your profile and searchable, right? And again, this is another huge pain point for our customers. Most customers, you know, they don't even have a profile directory, and those that do, they have the same issue. Their employees are not updating their profile as frequently as they would like. So with this, your information is always kept up to date, and so you can see it's very Ajax-y, and it loads very, very fast. And talking about performance, actually performance is also a big theme in 2.5. We've done some big strides to improve performance, specifically, for IE6, which unfortunately is still a standard at many of my customers. And so we've made changes to improve the performance there. So that's profiles. Notice again the search bar on top. Like I said, this search bar is always going to be present no matter where you are. And no matter where you are, you can do a search across everything. Okay? So very, very, very important. Now, let's see. Something that I forgot to mention in the homepage, we now have let me do a quick search here. This is a big favorite of mine, and it's going to be added to the other features soon. But notice, if I'm using Firefox 2 or 3 or IE7, we now have open search integration. So when you do a search, you can actually easily configure your Firefox browser or your IE browser to do a search. So now if I click on this, I can actually see that the engine loaded into, it's still an error, of course, this is a beta 1 thing, but I can see that I can now search connections from my browser. So how cool is that? So, you know, I could be on my company's intranet, I can be on CNN, I can be, doesn't matter where. As long as I have my browser open, I can do a search on connections. So that's part of the open search integration, which I think is very, very powerful. In communities, that's the other module that got, I think, the majority of the changes. Mostly based on customer feedback. We heard from our customers that they wanted communities to be a lot more powerful. And so we listened, and again, we delivered. The first thing that you can see is that you can change the themes. Out of the box, we have 3 themes available. So the community owner can change the theme from blue to red to green. IT administrators can add themes, and this is important, right? You don't want anybody customizing the theme away, because Who knows what they'll put? So we're giving power to the IT administrators to control, you know, what kind of themes are available. Now, also, you can see that we now have the ability to add content to our community. So before, we only had members, forum, and feeds, right? So now we can actually have a community storage for files. So in 2.0, the only way we could do this was with integrating with Quickr J2E. So no longer do we need a separate service. We now have a full-fledged document storage system specific to the community. And so if the community is private, the content storage is going to be private. If the community is public, of course, the files are going to be public. And the same for everything else. You can have a community-based wiki. So, again, you can have a private wiki, a public wiki, a community-based blog, very, very powerful. I can even add community-based activities if I wanted to create some kind of team calendar for my community. And the cool thing is that these are all widgets. All you see here are widgets. So our customers have the ability to add any widgets they want, including any of the 54,000-plus Google gadgets that are out there. So just like they can add gadgets to the home page, they can add gadgets here. The other thing is, of course, since it's widgets, we can let the community owner control the layout of the page. So if the forum is going to be prominent or it's going to be the most important thing for the community, they can put forum at the very top. Or perhaps it's bookmarks. We can move bookmarks to the very top. So you see that this is all using underlying IBM mashup technology to get this done. Forums got redone as well. So let me show you forums. And again, this is all based on feedback from our customers. So we've changed the interface a little bit to kind of be able to track the topics. You can see the replies, last posts, et cetera. One of the cool new things is that you can actually take a topic and actually pin it. So if there's a hot topic or if there's a topic that you actually want to get more exposure on it, you can just click on this topic, and the topic will always be displayed at the very top of the page. Again, making it very easy to encourage conversation and discovery. So, you know, we don't want this thread to disappear. We want this thread to have a lot of visibility to get a lot of feedback from our users. Additionally, we added a rich text editor. So you can now include images, links, format your text as you need to, et cetera. So the ability to attach images was something that was very, very important to our customers. And so now we have a very, very decent forum capability. We also have a feature to subscribe via email. Right now we only have subscribe via a feed. But subscription via email is coming, and that will be available hopefully in beta 2 in the next couple of weeks. And what else? Oh, and the other big thing. So let me show you our members capability. So in member, the ability to import and export the membership list into a CSV file, into a spreadsheet. So again, very important for community metrics, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how many users, where are the users coming from, or, you know, when you install connections, you know, how do you get started with connections? Most customers already have some sort of community engine or capability within their enterprise. And if they want to migrate to connections, we've now made that extremely easy. So they can create this list, or we can get the list, you know, from whatever, put it into the spreadsheet, load it into connections, and you are up and running in a matter of minutes. So very, very powerful. Now, so that's an overview of what's new in terms of the existing modules that were there. There's two brand new modules. The first one is files. For those of you that are familiar with Cattail, this can pretty much be thought of Cattail. We took the Cattail concept and we had to make it into a product. So that entailed no PHP, no MySQL. So this is all Java, and it's scales. It's I think a little bit more powerful too. So as you log in, you actually get a river of news again. as to who's uploading files. And let me show you the actual files interface. As the page loads, let me just briefly mention, this is a good attack point for SharePoint. Actually, I was at a customer yesterday where they're big into SharePoint, but the IT people hate it. They hate SharePoint. They think that, you know, it's not valuable. You know, they're only using it for document storage, so they're only using 1% of the features that it has. And searching SharePoint is horrible. There's no way to discover information in SharePoint. There's no way to get a lot of value from SharePoint. So with files now, we have the ability to have an enterprise-wide directory. You know, this customer, they have one SharePoint server here, another SharePoint server over there, and it's just too painful to discover information. Here, like I said, we have an enterprise-wide document storage, a file storage. I don't know what you want to call it, but all the files are searchable by metadata. They're also full text indexed. As I open my file here, you'll notice that people can comment on it. They can see who downloaded it. This is also very important for our customers that are concerned about tracking. Tracking who has seen the file. So for compliance reasons, they want to be able to see who has downloaded a particular file. So you can actually expose that information. And again, this is something that customers really, really love. End users can share the file forward. So if I find a file and I think Larry is going to get a lot of value out of it, I can actually click on this share button here, and it's going to let me share the file forward with Larry or even a group. So as I type in, for example, Lotus, that goes out, it searches all the communities, it searches all the LDAP groups, and it picks the Lotus workplace team group. And now that group has dynamic access to that file. So as people come in and out of that group, they will have access to the file. I can add a message if I want to, and when I click OK, that group is going to get an email notifying them of the new file. The other cool thing, I think, and one of the advantages of a cattail, you can actually rate files. The story that I tell my customers is, as an end user, when I'm, and I do this a lot, by the way, when I'm stealing a presentation from somebody, I don't want to download the presentation, go over it, and then figure out whether it's going to help me or not. When I'm here, before I even download, I want to get feedback from the community. I want to get I want to understand how valuable this has been to other users. So by looking at the ratings, and when I hover over the star, it should tell me who has recommended it. By looking at the stars, I see, okay, well, two people have actually downloaded this file. They've rated it, and they liked it. So they've already gone through the process of validating it. You know, I feel like this is something that I can reuse. So then I can download the file and reuse it. And again, improving my productivity, it makes me, I don't have to waste too much time reinventing the wheel. I can reuse existing collateral. And, you can use all those keywords to impress your customers. I know when I mention it to my customers, they love it. You can see your files that have been shared, files that have been shared with you, so from other people. I can track the number of downloads. This one seems very popular, 148. And you can also have collections. So that's the same concept as in Cattail, where you can create a folder, but it doesn't have to be a folder of your own files. It can be a folder of files created by other people. And so as you start browsing and discovering new content, you can save it later. So this is something that customers, actually this morning as I was demoing it to another customer, they asked me, is there a way to save a file or to tag it so that I can find it later? And so the answer is yes, you can create a collection and then put that file into that collection. And again, here's just two files that I put into my integration folder. And then finally, wikis. Wikis, this is something that we did from scratch, so don't think of Quicker Wiki or don't think of Domino Wiki or anything else. This is a brand new wiki that we wrote completely from zero. As you log into wikis, again, you have the river of news showing you one of the most recent wikis. We also have something that I think is very, very cool, the most recommended wikis, so what's popular out there, and the most visited. Again, another way of determining popularity within the system. As I click on my wikis and pick this particular one, actually, yeah, sure. So a couple of things. So you can create your hierarchy. So you can create the hierarchy of pages here as you need to. You can drag and drop pages. So once the hierarchy of the wiki has been created, you can change that hierarchy very, very easily by determining, just dragging and dropping where you want the page to fit. Of course, you can tag it. You can specify who has access to the wiki, again, by groups or by individuals. So I can add a member to this wiki, define whether that member is going to be a manager, editor, or reader. Again, specify whether it's a user or group. Again, group can be an LDAP group or a community. And click OK, and that person or group gets a notification that they now have access to this wiki. By default, when you create a wiki, it's public. Anybody who has authenticated with the system has permission to edit the wiki. And it's also available to users that are anonymous, that have not authenticated to the system. Now, let me show you the edit component because I think it's wonderful. We heard from our customers that they were having performance issues with the Dojo rich text editor, so we got rid of that. And we now have a brand new rich text editor based on, I think it's FCK editor. But the cool thing is that you can easily add images, you can easily add video, and you can forward create pages, which is very, very important in wikis. So you can come in here, type in see this other document, and you can actually link to the document before the document even existing. So you can come in here, add a link, and then follow the process. The cool thing, like I said, that page doesn't exist, but it's linkable. So what happens is I come in, I kind of put up the initial structure of the wiki, somebody clicks on it, and they'll be taken to a page that says, sorry, this wiki page has not been created. Would you like to create it? So it kind of promotes that collaborative authoring of documents and wikis. This rich text editor, it's going to be moved over and copied to the other modules. So it's going to be in blogs and forums, and I believe some of it in profiles. Again, because people want to make it easier to upload files and images and video, et cetera, to it. So you have the rich text editor, which is what most people are going to use, right? That's what they're familiar with in Word or Symfony. There's an HTML source view for those HTML hackers out there. And there's also a wiki text view. So for those people that are familiar with wiki syntax, like in Wikipedia or Confluence, they can also use that syntax here. And, of course, a preview. So being able to preview the document in real time before publishing it to the world. Notice how there's an autosave. I believe it's every 2 minutes, so that if you step away or your browser crashes, or if you're on Windows like I am right now and Windows crashes, which happens a lot, right, your content is automatically saved for you. And when you come back to the system, it will tell you, hey, there's an automatically saved version. Do you want to use that one? So I believe it's really, really powerful. Oh, yep, you can see it right here. So this page has some saved changes. Like in a wiki, you can do version compare. So you can go down here, see the history of the changes, compare version 5 to version 1. So let me show you. Oops, sorry. Version 5 to version 1, show the comparison. You can revert back to a previous version, and et cetera. What I think is a best-in-class wiki engine. And I wanted to say something else. Oh, and I don't know if you noticed, but there's also ratings here. So, again, one of my biggest issues with Wikipedia is once I find something in Wikipedia, how do I know it's good? And I know there's this whole concept, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be good because, by the way, this is the pitch that I give my customers. So it's supposed to be good because the wiki has been edited by the community and blah, 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 blah. But still, like, I want, like, a visual indicator telling me that this is some good content. And so now we have it. So now the community can actually rate the wiki and provide some visual validation for me that the content in this wiki is really good. And again, as I hover over the star, it should tell me who recommended it. That's not enabled right now, but it should be there by GA. And I think I did it. I think I did. Did the demo in 30 minutes. So that's it. So Evelyn, if you want to open the floor for questions, we're here to answer them.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone.
I'm sorry, Evelyn. This is Margaret.
Yes, ma'am.
We actually have, before we move on to questions, Steve Londrigan is on. I believe he's in the speaker conference, and he is going to talk to us about the collaboration soapbox. And Louise, could you hand the control back to me, and I'll go back to the slides?
Oh, yeah, we'll do. Let me, Margaret. I guess I have to stop sharing.
Thanks. And I think we're all set for Steve. Can you
Thanks,
open
Maggie.
Up?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to take a minute before we get to the questions to talk to you about sort of the linchpin of our evangelism efforts. You know, we get a lot of feedback, and if you're at Lotusphere, you heard our VP, Kristen Laurier, talking about evangelism. Our customers are really clamoring for us to be more transparent and to sort of help them sell our products in their accounts. You know, and the linchpin of this effort is something that we're calling the collaboration soapbox. And the collaboration soapbox, which incidentally is the URL that I hope you'll remember, thecollaborationsoapbox.com, is a community centered around that very idea of empowering and enabling these people in our accounts to further the cause of Lotus Connections, Lotus Quicker, and Lotus Same Time. You know, my sort of key constituent, I think, in this effort is maybe someone who went to Lotusphere or who just came from a Lotusphere Comes to You event. You know, they're already in the fold. They sort of bleed yellow already. They already get it. And then what they're doing is looking for ways to help them sell our products and get our – not really sell, but get our products more widely adopted inside their accounts. So the good news is that this is actually running on Lotus Connections. So this is a case where we're eating our own dog food. You know, don't let the URL fool you. You'll see if you go to the collaborationsoapbox.com, it's actually on IBM. So this is an IBM.com community based on Lotus Connections. So we're eating our own dog food. And, you know, we all know and love Lotus Connections, so we know what it's got. We've got a forum. We've got a blog. We've got dog ear. We've got feeds. We've got all the things that you would expect for this. And it's open for business. And that's really the key message for you this morning is, you know, I want you guys all to come and join, and I hope that you'll start spreading the word with your customers. So if you've got, you know, maybe someone in the IT department who just came off a successful pilot of Same Time, and then now they're trying to figure out, how do I get to that next step? How do I get over the hurdle and get, you know, Same Time or Quicker or Connections, of course, deployed, you know, set up for 100 people, for 10,000 people? That's the intent of the soapbox. Right now, if you come to it, you'll find that an awful lot of the content so far has been posted in the blog. So our blog has been open for business since, I think, Martha Mealy and I started blogging in December. Interestingly enough, you know, without a lot of publication, without a lot of publicity, we're getting a fair amount of number of hits and Google hits, and, you know, a couple of business partners have picked us up. But what we want to do is encourage customers to come and read the blog, to come look at the bookmarks that we have, contribute their own bookmarks, look at the discussions that are going on the forum, and have their own. The soapbox is open far and wide, so anybody can come and see what's in the soapbox, though we do require registration to participate. So if you wanted to comment on one of the blog articles, or if you wanted to start your own discussion in the forum, let's say, you use your IBM.com ID. That's the same ID that most customers probably already have. You know, that's the ID that you use to get a download a white paper, or if you're a business partner, to join Partner World. So that's it. I promise that I'd be short. The thing I want you to remember is the collaborationsoapbox.com. You should go there today and sign up and participate if you haven't already. And also, we're looking for your help to spread the word and get customers involved. That's all, Maggie. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, I think we are done. Evelyn, if you could open up for questions now.
Okay. At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And again, that's star 1.
While we're waiting for questions on the phone, I've been watching the chat. There have been some questions coming up, and I think they've all been answered. Either Larry or Luis or someone has answered the questions that have come up, it seems to me. But if your question hasn't been answered, you can always raise it again on the phone.
At this time, there are no audio questions.
No questions?
Wow.
I hope that it's because I didn't lose them.
No, I think you're probably so thorough,
okay.
Both of you guys, that we don't have any questions. Well, I want to thank everybody for the call today.
Okay,
Larry?
I'm sorry, we do have an
you
audio
do have
question.
A question.
Yes,
okay.
From the line of Penn Van Witten.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I got a question regarding metrics. We're doing a pilot right now for a customer, and I wonder if the metrics have been improved, because the metrics we're getting right now from the system, well, they're good. They're showing us something, but not all we want to see. So have there been improvements on the metrics of Lotus Connections?
Tim, this is Larry. Yes, there's been an improvement. That's an area that we're continuing to work on. So stay tuned before we actually lock down what's going to be in version 2.5. I don't know the particulars, but I do know that we have been the development team has been working on the metrics. I don't know if Scott Prager joined the call or not. He may be able to further answer your question. If not, Pim, reach out to me. Stay close to me, and I'll keep you updated on where we are with that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of David Guppries. Hi, sir. Your line is open.
This is for me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Sorry. This is a question I've already posted in the chat. Regarding a question for coming from a telco company that wanted to make some software as a service offering using Lotus Connections. Okay, I've seen that several partners that are offering this kind of solution. But imagine that Telefonica or Vodafone wanted to make a multi-tenant offering for their business users. Okay, something that we can offer through Lotus Connections offering or way to Lotus Live Connections?
So this is Larry. We have some options today. So a customer, we have an OEM XSP contract that allows companies to OEM connections and turn around and offer it as a SaaS offering if they'd like. I can talk to you offline in more detail about that. We have several partners that also offer connections hosted a SaaS model. I'm going to mention 4. This is not the total list, and I apologize if I've missed anybody, but there's Prominic, Connectria, Ascendant, Thought Leaders, to name a few. And again, feel free to reach out to me directly.
Yeah, and then Larry, this is Chris. I joined just a quick add to that. We are working with the telco industry group on their Speedy framework and how connections can add value to that for service providers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Cavalier.
Hi, my question is about the rich text editor. I really like the improvements. I'm wondering if there are plans to have that same editor moved into Quicker as well, or even Wickham, or if there are plans around that, having a similar RTE across the products.
I believe the answer is yes, but I'll let Chris confirm that.
Yeah, the agreement that we have for the editor certainly allows us to use it in other parts of the portfolio. and that's something as we look forward, you know, with integration with Quicker, that's a possibility to use it more and more so people have a common UI and also a common functional capability there.
Next question comes from the line of William Davidson.
It's Bill Davidson here. Is there a list of, you know, what's going to be delivered in 2.5 initially and then the follow-up features? Is there a list anywhere at this point in time? And more specifically, being in Canada, we're working with the government on toggling French-English. Is that in the queue anywhere?
Yeah, as far as a list, I mean, we the final kind of process we have for any product is to go through, you know, our availability checkpoint closer to the release. And that's where, you know, we really do kind of commit, okay, you know, every last sort of feature function that's in the release. And that will be done more in the June timeframe. So, you know, right now we don't have that, you know, final committed list that you're asking for. And then on the languages, you know, we are going to support the group one, group two languages with a simultaneous GA with English.
Great. Thank you.
I think I know there is, on group two, there's two new languages that have been recently added to group two. So we might have an asterisk next to group two for those. I think it's Thai and Cantonese.
Okay, and there are no further audio questions.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks so much to Luis for that demo. That was really good to see how we can use these features internally, and I'm going to go update my status right now because I did about a week ago, and I haven't kept it up to date, so you've got me on board there, Luis. And I want to thank also Larry and Steve and Chris for answering questions today. Thanks, everyone.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.